Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Buchanan Report, this 18th day of February 2020. My name is Ivan Buchanan, and I am your host. My co-hosts, as always, Ron Hanks and Rhonda Moon Lane. If this is your first time calling in, our call-in number is 347-857-1710. Again, that number, 347-857-1710. And if you call in, I've loosened things up a little bit, but let's, you know, still try to keep an eye on the language if we can. Okay, damn it. All right. I'm going to stop right there. Our guest tonight, he's been on our show before. Greg Childs with updates on his case and privacy issues at the VA regarding just who can see your VA medical records. I know quite a bit about this. It's going to be an interesting show. But before we get to him and I turn it over to Rhonda, I want to remind all our listeners here, and I'm talking specifically about VA corruption by the Buchanan Report group page. We've had a little bit of confusion. A couple people, no confusion. If it's not VA or / military related, we've been warning people both in writing and on the radio show. I mentioned it a couple times. We're starting to tighten things up. You can't be posting things that's not VA related or at least military related. And a lot of you out there, a lot of people out there that are on our on the group page, they don't know. Even if you've been on our show, they don't know if you have a, you know, VA related issue or not. So if you're going to post something, please keep that in mind and make sure you make a comment or something, you know, somehow get it in there that it's VA related, because we're trying to police this the best that we can, but you know, none of us making money off of this, and we can't see it all and don't want to, quite frankly. Just want to, you know, you guys need to police yourselves out there if you can. And so somebody just, did you just IM me, Linda? What
no,
did you do?
Wasn't me this time. It was Greg.
I got people coming. So in any event, you know, people out there that are posting, and I'm staying away from mentioning names. We're not mad at anyone. It's just make sure it's VA related. And if there's a question, just remember not everyone on that page knows what you're doing if you have a VA related issue that you're talking about. So if there's any question on whether it's VA related, please try to get it in there some way, somehow. That way it'll help us out, and we won't sound like we're bad people trying to keep this to VA issues. Also, one other thing regarding this issue, okay? I'm not going to mention the name, okay? But I am having a problem with this individual. We don't care if people, you know, we allow other people to promote other shows, like if they're going to be on another show, you know, we don't care about that. You know, go ahead, use our forum to say you're going to be on another show and put it out there, the date and the time, and all, we don't care, okay? But just to mention another show, you know, you can't do that, okay? You can't say, go here, you know, go listen to this, you know. It's got to be VA related. If you're going to be talking about an issue on another show that's VA-related, great. Mention the name of the show. I don't care who the name is. But, you know, that's why this page is there, to spread the word about VA-related issues, and someone's going to be on a TV show, another radio show, use it. You know, use the page. Get the word out there. But just to be pointing someone to a show that is not VA related, or the content's not going to be VA related, no, can't do that. So everybody, please, your adults, just mind your P's and Q's out there. I'd appreciate it. Outside of that, I think that's all I really had to cover there. If I miss anything, Rhonda, Ron, you know, jump in. And pick it up. Again, we're not mad at anyone. You know, just let's keep things in focus here. All right, Rhonda, over to you. You got anything,
right,
or are you on the soapbox tonight? Or
I am. I'm seeing a lot of postings all over Facebook about the veteran health information sharing. People don't understand that unless you opt out of the sharing as of January 2020, they are going to share your medical record. That means when you go downtown to a doctor, they're going to get your medical record. You have to opt out of it. I did post it today on the VA Corruption by the Buchanan Report up at the top where it says topics. It says veteran health information. There's a link there. You can go in, download it, fill it out. Unfortunately, of course, they don't let you fill it out and give it to them online. You have to print it out and deliver it to them or mail it to them. So if you don't want your information shared all over, that includes third parties like drug companies, pharmacies, they get your records. So if you don't want that, you need to go in and do the opt-out form. It's the VA form 10-10164. And again, that was as January 2020, so it's new.
But that information that is being shared is only with other healthcare providers, correct?
Yes. It does, can be shared with third parties, like a drug company that's doing some kind of drug test that somebody thinks you might fit for, they can have your medical records. They said they're not going to do that, but how many times have we been told they're not going to do something and they do?
Right.
So be on the safe side. I opted out, and all that means is when I go to a doctor downtown, I have to go sign for them to get my records. They won't do it automatically,
cool.
But it's always been that way.
We know where you go for your treatment, so do they let you out to go downtown to sign?
They do.
I mean, you decided to follow
now.
That doctor. Yeah, of course you do.
This is all of your health information. They don't just send the note, say, you broke your arm. They're not just going to send your x-ray report and the doctor at the ER. They're going to send your whole medical record.
Wow.
So think about that. You don't go to the VA, so when you go to the VA, everything is in your record. My military medical record's in there. Every doctor I see anywhere, they're all there. So it's your complete medical history.
See, at the same time, this is confusing to me because I can go down there and get a blood test, and they
mm-hmm.
won't share it with my doctor up here in the valley.
I know.
They claim
no,
they
you,
will, but they don't send it.
Well, that's VA we're talking about.
Yeah, okay.
But if you don't opt out, you remember we did a show on this like 3 months ago
yeah.
when this first started.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So,
I think it was Ben Krause and the other two, John,
Commander Wells,
and then the other one that brought this up. Yeah.
Lewis. Yeah.
So
I have already signed my opt-out. Right. But I posted the link to it today. It's the VA Form 10-10163. Download it, print it, fill it out, drop it off at your local DM, or send it to the Release of Information Office at your local VA.
What was that, 101.63?
101.63. I'll send it to you, Ron.
Okay.
I actually downloaded it today. Well, it wouldn't do you any good.
Oh, I can laugh at it.
All right, so anybody that wants this and you can't figure out how to find it, message me. I'll send it to you. I downloaded it. I have it. I'll send it to you. I'll send you one to you, Ron.
Okay.
That's all I really had. We're going to be talking more about privacy issues at VA with our guests, so I'll wait till he comes on. So that's all I have, Ron.
Okay. All I have is a couple of Colorado-related items. This last weekend, we lost one of the last surviving vets from the USS Arizona. He was here in Colorado. He died at the age of 97. And there's not too many of them left. I don't know what the actual figure is, but it's getting pretty slim. And when you walked into the Grand Junction VA, the main desk there at the doorway, there used to be this old gal, and I had the pleasure of meeting her, dressed to the nines. And the first words out of her mouth is, "Can I help you?" Well, this last Friday was her last day. She started volunteering in there in 1971.
Wow.
Yeah. And she's 94. She's going down to live with her sister in Texas. So she will be sorely missed.
Yes.
She has touched a lot of hearts in there. You don't run across a lot of volunteers like that. All I can say is, thank you.
Absolutely.
Other than that, that's all I have for tonight.
They had to jump in there to get her 2 cents in, didn't she?
Yep.
Hello?
Hey, Greg, you're live. Ivan here.
All right, how's it going?
Rhonda, Rhonda's screwing around somewhere, chasing the dog.
From the sounds of it, she's losing.
Yeah, before she gets back here, jump right in. Oh, okay, there she is. Let me take over here just for a second, then you can formally introduce him here. Before I forget, I'm getting old. Okay, Greg. I did talk to that retired attorney and got your answers for you. Okay, Greg?
That's great.
And I did get the IM that you sent me. And the other attorney that I referred you to, I do not know if he handles those issues that you IM me here. A while ago, so just ask him. You're using my name to talk to him, so just ask him. And if not, I'm sure he can point you in the right direction. All righty?
Yeah, that was actually for another veteran. I'm trying to help out a couple other veterans that are having issues, so as well.
Well, between me and Rhonda, we've got a basket full of attorneys, so hopefully we know someone that if they can't help, they can point you in the right direction there. So, okay, Rhonda, it's over to you. Obviously, Greg is live. Ron's checking out.
So we're speaking with Greg Childs. Greg is a veteran and a police officer at the Fort Harrison VA facility in Montana. He was a model employee until he issued a citation to a VA psychologist. Hi, Greg. I know you're here. I know you're live.
How's it going?
It's going great. Greg's going to start with an update on his case, so I'll just let you take over from here. It's your show. You know the drill.
All right. Well, as far as an update, I guess it's basically the whistleblower silent treatment. Haven't heard much going on. The same thing as with OAWP. You know, they run their investigation with OIG, and I haven't heard about anybody else's cases, but as far as mine, they haven't done anything, and I don't see them doing anything that's going to be beneficial. The same individuals that were part of the retaliation are still at their jobs and are basically free to do whatever they want. I've sent emails after emails to OAWP, and they don't respond back. And it's the normal treatment that they do with all whistleblowers. So that's why I was basically going to come on the show, because, the word needs to get out there that OAWP is not – they're not for whistleblowers, and they're not there to help whistleblowers, and people need to know this, and they need to know that they do not contact this agency, which is a government-funded agency. They should not be getting any funding. And, when you send information to them, you're basically sending the VA your defense. And
right.
That was one of the big things. When I actually reached out to them, I didn't send them all my ACE cards. I didn't send them all the in-depth information, all my in-depth evidence, because I wasn't going to give it to them, because I wasn't too sure on who they were at first. So, yeah, they got a little bit, but they didn't get the hard evidence. The stuff that actually shows the meaty portions of the retaliations and the systemic issue that Fort Harrison has constantly had. They don't have all of that. I do have
right.
a lot of contacts. I do have people that actually reach out to me and send me things. Basically, they're sent to me anonymously, but here you go. Here's evidence. I have a lot of evidence, and they're not going to get it. And if I do have to go to court, or if I do have to take this next level up, that's when it will get all presented out. It will get shown out there, and the public will basically get a chance to see it all. But that's basically my update for right now. I'm
okay.
Are you
whistleblower,
outside,
so.
outside of the silent treatment, are you being threatened either directly or left-handedly beyond the silent treatment at all?
Right now, it's like there was a whistleblower many years ago where they put him in an office. That's basically where I'm at right now. I don't have any very limited contact with anyone, which in a sense is pretty good, but in a sense it's boring, because I'm a people person. I like to be around people. So, they basically have removed me from any situation. That's what they do. That's what they do. They basically isolate whistleblowers. They figure if they isolate them, we're not going to report anything. Well, I've got news for them because there's a lot more that has come up that I've, unfortunately, I've got ears that I hear things that are going to get released eventually. You can't, people are doing things, the VA is doing things that are unethically wrong, and I hear it, I see it. And there's going to be a point when I actually do release all this information, but I'm going to wait a little bit longer until I get to that next step.
Right.
Well, one question that I have for you is this: is in your job you have continuing education, issues, further training, to stay up on, so that you can legitimately and legally be out in the field if that's where they wanted to put you. Are they having you go to those classes, do those things, or
no?
No,
I've been completely removed from my job. I have the title of a police officer. I don't do any firearms training. I don't do any DTAC. Any training, they've completely removed me from that training. So as far as my career or actual job title, they have completely removed me from them. In fact, one of the things I was actually stressing lately with my supervisor right now was the fact that we have performance appraisals that we have to fill out. And my performance appraisal is written for a police officer, which was last year. The problem is I haven't been able to do that job as a police officer, So how can I receive a accurate and honest performance appraisal through the VA? I can't. They're not. There's no way I can do it. So there's a lot of what do they call it? Inconsistency. They've completely removed me from my job, and that's where I'm at right now. I mean, I basically work in a different department, but I have the title of police officer. That's all it is. All on paper, I'm just a police officer. On my job, I just basically, I do whatever my current supervisor wants me to do.
I have to ask
what is
Greg,
that? What department are you in? I'm sorry.
I actually work with the volunteer service right now.
I have to ask Greg.
Okay,
Ron. This is Ron. Other people that we have talked to that have been stuck in an office. Normally, they've given them job duties, and they don't even have computer access. Is this your situation also?
I have computer access, but I don't use my computer. The only thing I use my computer for is either training or if I'm going to have to do, like, it's through the VA, you're required to do a certain amount of training as far as, like, TMS training, which is all employees are required to complete HIPAA training and privacy training or ethics training. There's a bunch of training that we have to complete. So I do a lot of TMS training and then for email. But I don't use my computer for anything else besides that. There's been, I don't know, the VA, they that's their computer. So if they want to get into that computer, they're going to get into it. And
right.
I keep it basically what it's used for. It's for training and for emails. That's about it.
Okay.
So we've been talking a lot about privacy issues. And I found this form. It's an assignment of functional categories. I did post it on the VA Corruption by the Buchanan report. It actually says who can get in your records, why they should get in your records, and I just found it very informative. So it is on there if you guys want to go look at it. But as I can see, pretty much VA police officers can read your entire health record, right?
And that's basically what I've got out of, that form is very, that's the first time I've actually seen that form. And
okay.
I've been with the VA for almost 5 years. I've never seen it till then. And apparently I've talked to other police officers that are actually still actively doing VA police. And they're being told that they have to sign documents and they have to basically review that. But it's very generic. I mean, it basically breaks it down right there who can access your record. So I've been trying to stress to a lot of veterans that I have communication with that if you go to the VA and you cause an issue or you raise a red flag, that's giving the VA police permission to basically go into your medical files. And people don't know it, but VA police, for example, here's a whistleblower activity that a lot of people know about. At Fort Harrison VA, the VA police actually get an update of when these flag veterans are coming in for their appointments. A lot of people don't know that. I'm not too sure about other VAs, but I know at Fort Harrison, they know when veterans are coming to Fort Harrison to get their appointments. The VA police know when their appointments are. They know when what issues they have. Do they have issues with PTSD it could be construed as a safety issue, but you're working in a Veterans Affairs hospital, you're working with veterans. Everyone knows that if you're a veteran, you've probably served in a conflict or you served in the military. We all have issues. It's there. It's not going to go away. So, you kind of have to be used to that whole aspect. You know, you're not dealing with a typical normal person. But, this whole privacy thing is, they're basically, hey, you go to the hospital, you yell, you scream, you know, you get a disorderly discount, you know, disorderly anything. That's basically, now a VA police officer can basically go in your medical file. And they can look, oh, okay, this guy has issues in the past. He may have PTSD. That's not right. I mean, honestly, it's not right. And I actually have an email that I have confirmed from another person that I sent an email off that they stated it's through CPRS, which CPRS is your basically all your health information. Now,
right.
The VA may argue that, oh, hey, your CPRS file, they can go this way and that way, but it doesn't matter. CPRS is your medical file. It has all your documentation. It has everything basically medical-wise in there. And that's the issue I've been fighting with privacy, you know, with the privacy with the VA is it's a constant issue with the VA accessing the records of veterans illegally. And, you know, for example, the release of information, a lot of veterans don't know that before the VA can access your medical records, they must have a release of information on file. And when you sign that form, you can actually indicate on that release of information what the VA is allowed to see or what they're allowed to release to your outside doctor. And you can actually indicate on there how many days you want that release of information to be good for. Now, typically, when I do a release of information, I make it good for 4 or 5 days. Sometimes
right.
I will send a note saying, hey, I want to cancel this release of information. But a lot of veterans don't know that. And these doctors are basically accessing these medical records of these veterans without any permission. And they have free range to basically, you know, they're gathering information. They don't like a veteran is an issue. They're building a case against this veteran. And they're using that against them.
We have someone right now. I spoke. Yeah, hold on 1 second here. We have someone that called in. Ron's talking to him right now. Unbeknownst to Ron, I had already talked to him. He has a question for you, Greg.
Okay.
Come on, Ron, hurry up. That and my, we've got Sue Bosgaz and Rob Bosgaz in the Blue Room, too. I'll be putting them over here live shortly. And you know, the one question that I have for you is this, is, you know, you're stating that you have your information, you know, only for a specified period of time with this new stuff coming about here that Rhonda was talking about right at the beginning of the show. You know, if you don't opt out, does that still hold true, or is it, you know what you're seeing things are now? Is
I personally feel that the VA is trying to what they're basically trying to do right now with all this privacy stuff is they're trying to basically backpedal. So they know there's an issue. They're seeing there's an issue. They're seeing a lot of veterans are probably calling in and saying, hey, I want my record sensitive. And they're seeing there's this huge epidemic. So now they're trying to backpedal and they're trying to create a policy. So when everything starts coming out, they can say, oh, well, we have a policy. We have this right here. If you go to any doctor, if I go to my private doctor out in town and I have told them exactly what the VA has done to me, and they're like, oh, no. Like, we will not accept records from the VA unless you allow us to receive them. Now, I don't know about the Mission Act.
Right.
If, you know, a VA of an outside doctor is connected with the VA, I'm not too sure about that. But I know for a fact that my outside doctor will not accept records from the VA if there's no release of information on the file. And the VA should not be releasing files,
right,
medical files, to a doctor out in town unless there's a release of information. And that's under HIPAA. If you look at HIPAA laws,
right,
it's all underneath there. You know, those are laws that protect,
right,
the person, you know, so that their health information doesn't get out.
Yeah, I want to take the opportunity right now. I'm putting live a gentleman called in. His name, Ivan. I'm going to use first name only. He is now live. He has a question for you, Greg. Go ahead. You're live, Ivan.
Thank you. So my question is that how do we take Greg Child seriously when he's a known liar and falsified reports? So the 1063 is actually a directive. It's actually not a form. And he's talked about all this.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on a second, Ivan. Hold on. You made an accusation. What is he a liar specifically about? Hello?
Are you there?
Now, where'd he go?
My accusation is that Greg Childs says that he's so trustworthy, but the fact is he's no liar.
No, hold it. I'm gonna put you in the blue room unless you answer my question. You called him a liar. Now I'm asking a very specific question. What is he a liar about? State what he's a liar about, or I'm gonna have to take you out of this. I'm not gonna. You're not gonna make accusations that are open ended.
No, I got you. He's a proven liar
on police reports.
Okay.
You have to give an example.
Thank you for calling in. Unless you're willing to state a specific reason, that's it. He's in the blue room. He can listen or hang up. Sorry about that, Greg. I'm not going to give you any insulation, Greg. You know that. We've had discussions before. He wants to call you a liar. That's fine. He can call you a liar, but he better be willing to state what you're a liar about. And if he's not willing to do that,
my thing is,
he's not going
to
be
that's
honest.
That's my thing. If you're not going to, that's a coward right there. Because if you're going to come on live on air and you're not going to state what these false police reports are, and you're not going to give your first and your last name, you're basically making a fault. You're either scared, or you're going to make a false accusation.
Stop right there. I know his last name. Okay, we have his last name. I'm not going to mention his last name. My issue is real simple, okay? If someone wants to call someone a liar, fine. State what he's a liar about. He wouldn't do that. He was given two chances to do that. That's it. That conversation is over, you just don't do that. You're a liar. Well, what are you a liar about? He was given two opportunities.
Okay.
So, I understand what you're saying. Who's trying to speak here? Rhonda? I don't want his last name given out.
I'm not giving his last name
out. Go ahead,
Rhonda. He really honestly didn't know what he was talking about anyway, because Greg isn't the one that told people about the form 10-10163. That was me. I am. It's me. I got it off the VA's webpage, so.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, this particular individual, Ivan, he called in with a blocked number. If you want to call back in, all right, he's gone. So. All right. But, Greg, I've had this policy for a long time. I don't have a problem, with spirited debates, et cetera, but no one's going to be, talking like that, not unless they're willing to back it up. So unless you know what he's talking about, Greg, well, let's move on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously, Greg has no idea.
You wouldn't know what he's talking about because Rhonda was a liar. That's right. I'm sorry.
Right.
We got other people all calling in here.
We also have
it's amazing. I'm used to it, I'm truly amazed. I mean, the stuff that I've seen and the information I have, I mean, if you want to see false police reports, I have no problem posting that on publicly. But I guarantee you right now, there's going to be a lot of people asking questions. And I've got some really in-depth evidence that will basically throw, I'm kind of at the point now where I'm like starting to move forward a little bit more, but I just, it's bad. I mean, there's a lot that people don't know about, and it will get published out there one time. I actually am writing a book right now, but at the rate I'm going right now, I may be about 30 chapters right now, so.
All right. Greg, you knew that Rob and Sue Bazaz were calling in. I know that because I looked at Facebook today. Rhonda, what are you doing?
Oh, okay, I see.
I know. Well, you sent me an IM, and I'm 5 minutes late. I'm looking at it. Sorry about that. Let me bring the Bazaz, Rob and Sue on. God, they're coming on live as we speak. I'm bringing them on. I hope they don't call you a liar. You know. Okay, you guys are live.
We're never called
a
liar, no way.
Hey, this is Rob. I'm on a separate phone because I don't want to have feedback with the speaker phone involved.
Yeah.
Ivan?
Yeah, but
yeah.
I want
to
say.
Hold on. Go ahead, Ron.
I have a gentleman on the line in the blue room by the name of Eric that has a statement to make towards that last little fiasco that you might want to hear.
All right, now we got the 720 number calling back in that hung up. So
if it's the Eric that I know, go ahead and put him on there.
Well, I was putting him on anyway. I hope he calls you a liar. Go ahead, Eric, you're live. Go ahead.
Okay, I heard a beep. I think I'm live. My name is Detective Eric Walla, and I'm a retired VA police detective, and Greg Childs is not a liar. I have documents to prove his case, and I have documents to prove that VA Montana regularly violated the HIPAA rights of their employees, and Greg Childs is not a liar. And that's my statement. That's all I have to say. I'll keep it short. Enjoy the discussion. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Eric. By the way, just for our listeners, on another unrelated case, I have documents as well regarding Montana VA.
Yes.
So a lot of what comes out of that place, I have questions. I'll just leave it at that. But... okay, Ron, who's on the 720 number there?
As far as I know, that was our caller from earlier. I haven't had a chance to check it out yet.
Okay. Would you please? Let's carry on.
Please.
Sue Bazaz, you're on. Sorry to interrupt you there.
Yeah, okay, so I want to say that Greg is not a liar. I can tell you that right now Robert and I are going through a big district court case, and the district court case is RICO, 1983 KKK, and Privacy Act violation. And I can tell you when I'm an ADA advocate for Robert. Robert works down there for DC headquarters at the VA. And what we learned was all kinds of Privacy Act violation when we filed an EO complaint. Now, Robert is protected because he's a service disabled veteran. And if you don't, or if you're not protected under the reasonable accommodation or 1983 Rehabilitation Act, my recommendation is you're going to get PTSD simply because of what they're doing to you. These guys are professionals. They know what they're doing. They get congressionally appropriated funds to ensure that you're protected. And what they're doing to Greg is what they're doing to a lot of people throughout the United States. When I started acting as Robert's ADA advocate, and keep in mind, VA paid my way through Voc Rehab as ADA advocate, and also I coach wounded warriors to ensure this type of stuff doesn't happen. And if VA does not stop what they're doing, and what they do is they focus on you. You're a target. When you do anything against the VA, what they do and what they're doing to Greg right now, he's a target, and they're going to pad his files.
because if you do an EO complaint, which you probably need to do, they do two memorandums, one memorandum to you, and they give one memorandum to your supervisor. In that memorandum, and we got everything on affidavit, and you can go look on my YouTube, because what I do is I go out there as if it was a diary, put everything out there because I want to expose it to end it. And what we learned is they order ORM, and when I say they, I say James Burns, and I'll say his last name because he's fired now. And when we added him as a defendant, we got 51 defendants in our district court case. When we added him, if you know something and you're an attorney and you know fraud, waste, and abuse, and you let it go, you're going to be held accountable. So they had to fire him. When we added him, James Burns, he is the one that is strategically planning this ORM corruption, the ORM EOC process, and that's one of the reasons why they were retaliating against us, because we discovered what was going on. And the only way that you can protect yourself right now, Craig, is to go out there, and if you don't have reasonable accommodation, you need to do an OSHA investigation. That will cover you, because there's a contract that's out there that says, hey, look, I'm able to go to work in a toxic-free environment. They're targeting me right now. I can tell you that right now, because I'm talking to a lot of veterans that are going through this. And also, you have, I would say, PTSD because of the constant trigger. What they're doing is they're focusing on you, and you want to do good. You don't, and they're not letting you go out there and socialize. They're putting you in a little corner, giving you a little computer, and you're doing what? Nothing. And so you know in the back of your mind something's going on. With Robert, what they did when he questioned their discriminatory act, they lost his reasonable accommodation, which they get trillions of dollars to make sure that it's not lost. And then they focused and they said, okay, I said, I want to do an ADA or a EEO ORM investigation on this. And when we started generating this, instantly they did a memorandum to me and Robert and said everything's good to go. And then they did a memorandum to his supervisor and said, you will, within 10 days, get his medical, get his Social Security number, get his beneficiary, get his dependent. We got all this in writing, and I put it out there to show you how they violate your privacy. And they got it in 10 days, and they said, you will, Von Sell, go out there and violate his privacy under the name of Cindy Boyd. Now, Robert was working at headquarters at the time. I contacted Cindy Boyd, and I said, what are you doing? Does it have anything to do with my, at the time, I had a DA claim and why it was being late. Do you know that day my DA claim was approved because I discovered,
Sue,
or what she did was, uh-huh.
Sue, I need to interject here. The show is about Greg now, okay? So We need to keep things dialed in on Greg's stuff.
Okay, yeah. So, Greg, what I'm saying is you need to do and you need to protect yourself because they're building a file. They are building a file, and if you don't protect yourself, then I can see things going because what initially happens is they do a police report. From the police report, they do a peace order. From a peace order, that peace order can become a criminal because they're going to set you up. And I've seen, and I'm only saying this because not only has it happened to us, it's happened to other people that we've tried to help. And I'm telling you,
they've already done that.
Planning this. They already did that?
They've already tried the false police report on me. And the problem was is during this time that these potential threats were made, I was actually on the phone with a very reliable source, actually an investigator. So it's kind of hard for someone to make a statement that I made a threat towards them when I'm actually was in my office on a phone on lunch talking to an individual. So the funny thing is they won't even release that police report to me. They won't release it, and they have not even investigated that individual for making those statements. That person should have been criminally charged for making a false police report. And I could mention his name on the air right now, and I could tell you that he's a supervisor at the VA, and I could tell you where he works at. He's the one that made the false police report, and he knows what he did. And, you know, and I'm not too sure if it was a, hey, can you, you know, throw a false police report in there and we'll give you a promotion. I don't know. The VA has been known to do that, but I know exactly who did it, and I know all the details. But they're not going to release that information because they're not going to release anything that's going to show that they have committed wrongdoing. They will release anything if it is in favor of, you know, basically getting rid of the whistleblower. But if it's anything that basically shows that the VA has committed wrongdoing, they're not going to release that. And that's what they do. They've done it. I know multiple whistleblowers that have actually been on the Buchanan report that have had false police reports made on them. Multiple. And some of them are police officers.
Okay, this is Ivan here. I'm going to interject. I'm speaking to the man named Alec Fort, the name that you just gave us on the phone. You can hear me. We cannot hear you. I'm disconnecting you. Please do not call back in here. This is the same guy that called in making the accusation, so we're not going to – we recognize his voice. So, Ron, if he calls back in, blow him out. Keep him out of here. All right, go ahead.
So what were you saying? What were you saying? Police report? What were you saying?
Go ahead, Greg. Same thing, but whoever that guy is coming, that's basically a false name because I can tell you right now, I don't know anybody by that name, and obviously he's, you know, I don't know if I want to say anything on the radio, but I guess he's a coward for not giving his real name. Hate to say it, but, you know, if you're going to make an accusation about someone, you're not going to give straight facts and not give your real name, then you know what, don't call in. So that's the message if he's listening right now.
He was given two opportunities to state why you were a liar, so, you know, and then he's going to wants to play that he's not credible. You know, it's just a bunch of crap. So, whatever.
Yeah.
We've got both names on the views, so we'll be checking it.
Yeah. Robert, do you have anything to say? Robert was an attorney for the military for ethics, and then he also worked at VA DC. So he knows a lot and what's going on there. Robert, you wanted to say something. Are you still there?
Yeah, and keep in mind, one last thing before Rob comes on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're running short on time here, too. I want to let everyone know that. We got about 10 minutes left here. So.
Yeah, go ahead, Robert.
You covered it all, too.
No, Robert, I wanted you to say something. Because
I want to hear what Robert wants to say.
Yeah, Robert.
I said you covered it all.
He's an attorney, a man of few words.
Yeah,
well,
the privacy. What do you think about the Privacy Act violations that they're doing from the HIPAA, from the 1983.1, and all this other stuff that they're doing? I can see, honestly, Craig, you need to protect yourself because I know from experience that they're building a case against you, and the best way that you can protect yourself right now is get an ADA advocate for reasonable accommodation, and because you got to make sure that you lean forward in the foxhole and cover yourself before they get you. And or do an OSHA investigation, because our greatest fear is they go out there and they use the different agencies against you. They use your medical against you. They go into your records and use that stuff against you. So, Robert, I would like to hear your thoughts, because you've gone through and they've hammered you, and you work at VA headquarters. You know, they're supposed to lead by example. And the issue that we have is they're not. They're allowing this stuff to go on. They're not keeping. They're not making people accountable for all this. And what we've learned is not only that, they're in bed with the judicial system. So,
I would comment on their policies that are as they are written aren't enforced. If you were to look at their EEO policy, you look at the reasonable accommodation policy. I've often joked, aside speaking with you, that they need to have a VA handbook corrected 5975.2 that says that if we don't see it, you don't have it. So, I mean, yeah, if it's not a visible injury or visible disability, the VA is not going to pay any attention to it, which is the way I feel about it.
The problem with
Greg?
The whole thing with the privacy of the VA Greg? Is – yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Go ahead. Make your comment, and then I have a question for you, Greg.
So, you know, it's the whole thing with the privacy that I've stressed is, for example, in 2014, 2015, they went into my medical records. And there was over a dozen employees that accessed my medical records. Well, the privacy officer at the time, which is still there right now, would not basically come to the conclusion that my privacy was violated. So I had Senator Steve Daines, basically get involved. The VA wrote Senator Steve Daines a memorandum stating that my privacy was violated, that there was a HIPAA privacy violation, and that they were going to correct the issue. Now, I was basically relieved of duty in 2015. I was terminated, and I won my MSPB, and I came back. Well, during that period when I was actually relieved of duty, when I came back to work for the VA in 2017, I did another SPAR report, and I found out that the VA was actually in my medical records. Now, not only was I not getting care at the VA, I was not working at the VA, so why was there over 100 different – roughly, I don't have my numbers with me right now, but there was about 165 different points when the VA accessed my medical records. There was no release of information on the file. I filed a privacy complaint. The privacy privacy officer came back and said, oh, there's no privacy violation. There's no release of information file. So why is a doctor from Billings, Montana, from Great Falls, Montana, accessing my medical records? Why do they need the doctor from Great Falls, Montana was basically a coworker of Dr. Normanin, the same doctor that accessed my files back in 2014. So basically the VA is never going to hold themselves accountable for everything they do. And as long as everything stays within the VA as far as the investigations, nothing is going to get handled. It has to be taken outside of the VA. Yeah. You have to take the VA report and sue them for it.
Yeah, and under the zone of interest, because as long as you get the insight, it has to go outside under the zone of interest, and you can get them from the RICO, sue them in their own individual capacity, and the 1983 KKK violation for civil rights and Privacy Act violations. That HIPAA law is $25,000 for every violation. You've got to keep a diary.
Oh yeah, I have it all.
Greg,
yeah. We're running short on time. I want to thank both Sue.
Okay.
Excuse me, and Rob for coming on here. I'm going to stick you in the blue room. I got a question for you regarding this call that came in. Excuse me. Obviously, just calling in, calling you a liar, trying to disparage your name, who you are, what you're about, et cetera. Can you think of, when asked, given two opportunities to state what you were a liar about, there was no comeback. Can you think of anything going on there right now and if there is and you don't want to talk about it, acknowledge yes. Because the reason I'm asking this question, do you know of anything that's possibly, why, is there something going on why this guy would call in? The reason why I ask that is it's been stated before, and I'm sure you know this, it's been known to us by multiple people, high ups, et cetera, that today's Tuesday, come tomorrow, Wednesday, in Washington, D.C., they're going to be talking about what we're talking about, and hey, you're a whistleblower, you're on the radio show, you're going to be a topic tomorrow out of Washington, D.C. Can you think of any reason why someone would do this?
I think people are afraid of the truth. They're afraid and they're scared of the truth. I Obviously, telling the truth got me in a bad situation. I became a whistleblower, and my career, my career's totaled of it. You know, I always loved doing the job, you know, as a police officer. I love it. It's gone. I'll never get that career back, and the VA is responsible for it.
Well,
let
me say this to you, Greg. Let me say this to you, okay? I'm not pulling no chains or anything else, okay? Because if you remember, I've did this kind of crap for years, okay? Whether you know it or not, okay, you may think you're just a guy over there that wants to be a cop and that's what you wanted to do your whole life and you'd love to get your life back and go be a cop. Guess what? Calls like this don't happen. They're afraid of you. Okay, you are on their radar, okay? Because
I know that.
Someone just ain't going to call in and do this. Why? Why? You know, we have, and we've been told and we've known it for years, you know, on VA radar. You know, here you go. This guy, they obviously didn't send a smart one to talk because he didn't even have a prefabbed reason as to why you're a liar. Okay, so they're sending. Maybe you're not that high on the totem pole. They're sending the dumb ones. I don't know. You know, but you know, you're on the radar, or this shit wouldn't happen.
Oh, I know. And that's, you know, you get used to it after a while. You know, like I said, I've. The notes and, you know, the letters sent to my house and the posties, you get used to it after a while. And it's, you know, after a while you become, I guess what you call unsensitive. You become desensitized to all of it. You know, it's kind of like, oh, another day. Oh, here's another note. Okay, whatever. You know, you just put it in your file, you know. Oh, I just, you know, throw it in my file at home. You know, when it first happened, I was like, oh, crap. But now you become desensitized. And a lot of people contact me. A lot of veterans contact me. A lot of whistleblowers contact me. I probably have 200-300 people that contact me and asking for help or asking, yeah, and I make sure I know who I'm talking to. But it's for advice, asking me for help. And I tell them, hey, you know, I've had people contact me that are suicidal and are contacting me. And I've had one guy talk out of suicide. And got him help because, you know, he was a whistleblower because the VA went after him. And, you know, and I basically helped him through, 3 months helped him through. Finally, he realized, hey, he said he thanked me. Thank you for, you know, making me desensitized. Because that's where you have to go about it. You know, the VA, when you're a whistleblower, they're going to, and I know that 20 years from now, I'm still going to hear about it. 10 years from now, I'm still going to hear about it. You know, it's going to come up. You know, I'm a veteran. I guarantee if I start getting care at the VA, I'm going to hear about it. It comes with whistleblowing. It's not going to go away. You know, that's, you know, the risk I took. And I don't know. I mean, honestly, I don't know if I would do it again. I don't know if I'd blow the whistle again, but I don't know. I mean, it's hard. You know, it's hard when you hear things that are ethically wrong, when you've been brought up to be ethical and you've been brought up to be honest. It's really difficult not to look the other way. And that's how I was raised by my parents, was to be ethical and to be honest and you know, be that person. I'm not going to be what the VA wants me to be, you know, lie and all this other crap. That's not me. So if that's what they want, they can have that. If that's the police officers, if that's the employees they want, they can have that. I don't want to be part of it. So that's my final thought.
Well, I for not having a prefab, why already
I would love to know
what
the false police report is, though.
You know, the phone number on this guy's out of Denver, so, you know, if that helps you at all.
Oh. Yeah. Might know who that is now.
Rhonda, don't say anything. Don't say anything, Rhonda. We got our own sources. Yeah, if you're still listening, Allie, or whoever you are, we're going to know who you are here. So, hope you are.
Denver, there you go. That's a start right there for Denver, the visit office. So that should be your credibility right there.
Yeah. So, all right. We'll make sure if we get any information, we get it over to you, Greg. And yeah, this is live, and yeah, we don't edit, and I don't care if people know, you know, that we do that kind of stuff. You're not going to call into this radio show and do something like that. You're just not going to do that. All right, final comments, Greg. We're about out of time here. By the way,
no.
Before we forget, you're putting out good stuff, okay, physical stuff with your woodworking stuff, et cetera. You know, so get that out there. Man, if you haven't seen the work this guy's putting out, not just with his American flags and wood, but he's ventured off into cutting boards and all kinds of things.
And those toys,
get your information out there for people. Yes.
Yeah, I've got a Facebook page.
Montessori School.
Lone Wolf Flags. Well, yeah, my page is Lone Wolf Flags, but I just basically, my free time, that's what I do, is I do a lot of woodworking. So build flags, and I'm doing a flag for a highway patrol officer out here right now as a beneficiary. I'm going to donate it for him. So I'm getting ready to do that right now. And then, basically, you know, I have fun doing woodworking. That's my way away from the VA, I guess you can say.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good way.
Sounds sad to say. Hey, Greg, want to thank you for coming on. I'm going to stick you in the blue room here while we sign off. Again, let us know if you know, other things come up. Keep us dialed in. I want to thank Rob Bosgaz and his wife, Sue Bosgaz. They got a case going. It's all over our VA corruption by the Buchanan report. Go on there. They're updating things. There's a YouTube that she posted today, VA related. Glad to see that. I got a smile out of you, Sue. I know that. No, keep it. Keep everything military or VA. You'll have no problem on what you post on the site there. But no, I want to thank them both for coming on. Outside of that, I think that's it. And Greg, we will be getting back to you, I'm sure, with some information on what happened tonight here. So, turning the hound dog loose on him. So, any final comments, Rhonda, before we turn it over to Ron?
No, I'm busy on my computer.
I already know you're going to work on Denver, Colorado right now. I already know you. Okay. All right, Ron, over to you. Again, thanks to all of you
right.
coming on. Greg, Rob,
yes.
Sue, thanks again.
Yeah, thanks to all of our guests. All I can tell you, Greg, is what happened tonight was the work of a coward. And keep that in mind. And I do have
not a smart person. One either.
No, not in the least. I do have a quote for tonight by Ayn Rand. She was a writer that wrote some really great books.
Yes.
And it goes, a creative man is motivated by the desire to achieve, not by the desire to beat others.
That's right.
There was my mistake right there.
Yeah, computer played art.
Yeah. All right. Thank you all again. Again, Greg, you'll be hearing from us very shortly, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Y'all have a good night.
Yes, indeed. Have a good night.
Good night.